Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest tonight grew up in Detroit and was an IBM salesman for 10 years. He then invented the Duraliner for pickup trucks and founded Duracon Industries. After living with severe back problems for years, he founded Dynamic Rehabilitation, which specializes in back and neck therapy. He's also very involved with Freedom One Financial Group, one of America's largest full-service 401k providers. His name, Mike Wayne, and we're honored to have him as our guest. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Now back to Anything Is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR.
We're with Mike Wayne, the founder and CEO of Dynamic Rehabilitation. Mike, welcome. A real honor to have you.
Thanks. Nice being here, Jack.
Can we start by talking about your childhood and your mom and your dad?
Well, sure. That's certainly a happy time in my life, thinking about my childhood. I had great parents, both very hardworking folks. My father actually was the art director for the Channel 4 affiliate here in Detroit from the time it opened until he retired some 40 years later. And in that process, he was on TV, obviously, a lot. And one of the things he did was he had a TV show called Uncle Harry's. And kids used to come on that program, and he'd say, "What would you like to be when you grow up?" And they would say, "I'd like to be a policeman or a fireman." And my dad would say, "Well, young man, this is what a fireman's going to do." And he would draw a fireman on a fire truck and thrill the kids that were on the show. So great memories of him and a lot of the things that he taught me.
Speaking of teaching you, what's the biggest thing Uncle Harry taught you, and what's the biggest thing your mom taught you?
Well, my dad was, as I mentioned, a hard worker, and he certainly loved all of us kids, but you could tell that he was a provider. And so whether it was working at WWJ or doing things around the house, he was a bricklayer, he was an electrician, and so a hardworking guy. My mom, I think, was the one that gave me a lot of energy and the ability to do many different things. She was not only a mother of four. And to give you an idea, we lived in a house in Detroit on the west side that was about 900 square feet. So we had four kids. And she ran a nursery, which was another six kids. In addition to that, she was a Girl Scout leader. And so when I look back at the things that that lady did, it's just amazing. So I think both of my parents gave me a good, hard-working desire and it's stayed with me all through my life.
You've been a blessed man, Mike Wayne.
I have.
You're a quintessential entrepreneur. It's in your DNA. Were there signs of this when you were a young kid?
Well, I had a lot of different jobs as a kid, you know, from certainly being a paper boy and cleaning up drugstores and mowing lawns and that kind of thing. But I really think that my entrepreneur ideas and feelings started midway through my career with IBM. It got me into the business world, and I saw what was going on. I was in a lot of different businesses and knew one day that I'd want to run my business or a business of my own.
Back when we were young, IBM was the cat's meow. If you could get hired by IBM, wow. That, you know, that was like Google today or Microsoft of 20 years ago. How did you ever become an IBM salesman?
Well, it's interesting.
Other than your looks, my friend.
It's interesting you should ask that because I took an entrance exam, if you will, and they just said, look, these tests are designed to see if your profile fits our needs, and just answer as many questions as you can, and don't spend too much time on any one question, but just finish as many as you can. And so I finished it with ease, and then I got a call within about a week saying I had scored one of the highest scores that they had ever seen, and would I like to come to work, and where would I like to work? And so that was a start of a 10-year adventure with IBM.
IBM had great training back in the late 60s, 70s. What did IBM teach Mike Wayne about selling?
Well, you're right. IBM back then, and really even today, is a great company. And while I was going through their management training program, they had me going someplace every 30 days for personal development school. And you learn how to deal with people. You learn how to find out people's needs and in some way try to satisfy those needs. And so that was a basic sales lesson that I learned early on. And as I look back, there was a lot of great people. So there was a lot of competition among the IBMers. And so I was always very competitive and always liked to win the awards. And I pride myself in the 10 years that I was with IBM that I made their 100% club every year.
You were getting probably discounted stock. You were getting stock options. Nobody in the 70s left IBM. Why did you ever leave IBM? And what did they tell you when you said, I'm going to leave?
Well, the reason that I left is, as I mentioned earlier, about midway, I knew I wanted to run my own business. And so the first thing that encouraged me to leave was the opportunity to start a marketing company, and which I did. And when I left, what did they say? As I remember, thanks for your years of service. Good luck. And so I did start a marketing company and then subsequently had a contract to do the marketing of a company that was in the plastics business. And that company and some associates of theirs actually invented the first liner. And that was an opportunity for me to make the next move in my life.
We're talking to Mike Wayne. When we come back, we'll ask him what that next move was that turned out and revolutionized America. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
You're listening to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Once again, here's your host, Jack Krasula.
Welcome back. We're with Mike Wayne, who left IBM and then invented the Duraliner and founded Duracon Industries. Mike, how did that ever happen?
Well, again, being in the plastics business, I really, at that time, didn't know anybody who even owned a pickup truck. But I started doing some research and found that it was the most popular vehicle sold, and that was going back 10, 20 years. And so based on my IBM training and trying to satisfy a need, I had thought in terms that, boy, a liner that would protect the bed of a pickup truck is something that every pickup truck owner needs. And so I thought, geez, they sell a million of these things a year, and if I could sell 1% of those people a liner, I'd be successful. And so that was the start. My wife and I mortgaged our home to finance the start of the company and the first molds, and that got us started, and then Duracon grew awfully rapidly. We shipped our first liners in the early 80s, And by the mid-80s, we were growing so fast that I needed additional capital to expand the company and expand our manufacturing capability. So I took the company public in 84, and we had a successful public offering. And in 1986, we advertised on the Super Bowl. In fact, we had a commercial, two commercials in the first and second quarter. And that was quite a unique experience in the respect that it just happened to be the year that GM, Ford, and Chrysler did not advertise on the Super Bowl. And so there was a lot of interest around town and around the nation as to what's this little company that's in Michigan advertising on the Super Bowl when GM, Ford, and Chrysler aren't. Well, my idea was to plant the seed in millions of people's minds that a product like the Duraliner existed. And we accomplished that. And fortunately for us, a lot of newspapers, in fact, 50 or so across the country, did articles on this little company in Michigan advertising on the Super Bowl. And CNN ran the commercial along with a 2.5-minute news piece on us 10 times nationally. So as they say, we got a big bang for our buck.
Why did you sell or leave Duracon?
Well, I had been doing it for about 10 to 11 years. You might see the similarity between 10 years at IBM, 10 years doing this. And I had an opportunity for financial independence. And so I sold it in 91.
Let's go back a little bit to 1987. You're in your early 40s, and you've got severe back problems. You're a very slender man. Talk about those days.
Well, I have three great sons, and they all knew that Dad had a bad back. And so fortunately, in the periods that you're talking about, they all did the lifting, if you will, around the house. And for those of you who are interested in the diagnosis, I have a ruptured disc between L4 and L5 and degenerative disc disease. And I thought that I just had to live with it. I talked with doctors and surgeons, and basically they said, you're probably not a candidate for surgery. We can't guarantee you it's going to help. You're getting older. Just don't lift things. And so that was quite a task, being 43, 44 at the time. And so, but that's the way it was. And in 91, my wife and I were in an airplane, and she was reading about Arthur Jones, the guy who invented Nautilus and changed the way the world exercises, had invented this new machine called MedX, and it would eliminate most people's back pain. And so she followed up and found that there was one of these machines in the Midwest, and it was in Gaylord. So I drove up to Gaylord 3 hours for what took about 20 minutes to 30 minutes and turned around and drove home. And after just a few visits, I knew something good was going on. And I went up there for once a week for 8 weeks, and then once every other week for another 8 weeks, and it was a life-changing experience for me. I went from somebody who was very restricted with back pain and would pull his back out 5 or 6 times a year to someone who had a very strong back and no back pain. And then I started having my friends drive up to Gaylord and getting this treatment. And it was, they got the same results. And so after selling Duracon in 91, I took about a year off to figure out what I was going to do with the rest of my life. And it hit me, why not study this industry of back pain, bring this type of equipment into the Detroit area, which I did, and that gave me the opportunity to visit all over the country, the specialist in spine care and back pain, and some of which were using this equipment. And it gave me the idea to open up a center that was primarily focused on people with back and neck problems. That's all we do. And we started in 1992 with one office, and today is a monumental day, actually. We are opening up our 7th and 8th office. Our 7th office is in Southfield. And our 8th is a very unique situation in the respect it's a partnership with St. John's Providence Health Center, where they're utilizing in partnerships with Dynamic, our Dynamic program, which not only includes the medics equipment, but also therapies that are proven to work. In other words, evidence-based medicine. As a result of what we have done since 1992, we've recently completed our 800,000th patient visit, and we change people's lives. And so it's been quite a rewarding adventure, if you will, for me. And hopefully we won't be stopping with 8 offices.
If you would allow me, the press release from St. John's says Dynamic Rehabilitation has been identified as an industry leader in the treatment of chronic lower back and neck pathologies where traditional methods have been unsuccessful. This new partnership will offer referring physicians another treatment option for outpatient rehabilitation. We're talking to Mike Wayne. When we come back, we want to ask him how an ex-IBM salesman and a Duraliner salesman ever convinced the first patients to go to this dynamic rehabilitation to work on their backs and their necks. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Now, here's your host, Jack Krasula.
We're talking to Mike Wayne, the founder and CEO of Dynamic Rehabilitation. Mike, you are a salesman. Convince Kathy to marry you. You sold a lot of machines for IBM. You put Duraliner throughout the world. But how did you ever convince the first couple of patients with awful back pain or neck pain to go to your new startup Dynamic Rehabilitation?
Well, you know, I mentioned that my wife, Kathy, by the way, we're coming up on our 47th anniversary, was the one who put this idea in my mind by reading this article that was done on Arthur Jones, the guy who invented Nautilus. And when people with back pain suffer, and that's back and neck pain, it involves everything you do, all of your activities of daily living. And so when you hear of a possible solution that you haven't tried already, you go after it. And so basically what we did was we started to advertise a unique back and neck program. And we started that way, and then we started hiring salespeople to go out and educate the doctors on how this program works and why it's different than traditional physical therapy. And the difference is night and day as far as treatment programs. And then as we grew, the more patients we saw, the more referrals we had from the patients, and the more doctors that our salespeople were able to educate, grew our business even further. And we're quite proud of the fact that many of these doctors who refer not only their patients have been patients themselves and refer their family and friends. And so word of mouth, advertising, we've certainly advertised on WJR, that's for sure. And so those were the things that moved the program along. We got great support from Blue Cross, HAP, and Priority Health, and many of the insurance companies along the way, too.
You talked earlier about this Arthur Jones machine called a Medex, M-E-D-X. Costs $60,000 for each machine. What's the basic concept of the Medex?
Well, the concept is this, that Arthur Jones discovered that most people with back pain or neck pain have trained themselves not to use their back or neck because it hurts. And when you don't use it, the old saying is, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. Well, let's take, for example, the back. When you're not using your back because it hurts, then the muscles fall into what we call disuse atrophy, as do the disc and all the supporting structure of the spine. And so our mission, when someone starts our program, is to change that, rebuild, if you will, the structure of the spine. And in that process, not only are you increasing muscle strength, but you're hydrating the disc, increasing bone mass, and the entire supporting structure of the back or neck, depending on what you're working on.
Why the name, Mike, dynamic rehabilitation?
Well, dynamic means movement. And nothing happens in rehab unless you're moving. You don't get rehab by hot packs and cold packs or massages or stretching exercises. You have to move what you want rehabbed. And so I thought dynamic, which is synonymous with moving, would be a good name for a very active program. And I say active not to say that it's only for athletes, although we've done Lion football players and Tiger players, and but our oldest patient was 96 and our youngest was 17. And so the program is very adaptable to the age and capability of the person going through the program.
We were golfing a few weeks ago and you were telling me that today there's 14 different types of back experts. Can you talk to us a little bit about these different experts in the back?
Well, you're right. There's for someone with back pain, they have quite a dilemma, if you will, in trying to select, where do I go? Do I go to a neurosurgeon, an orthopedic surgeon, an MD, a DO, a physiatrist, a chiropractor, a physical therapist, a physical medicine and rehab doctor, a neurologist? And so there's 14 of these places that you can go, all for the same problem, low back pain or neck pain. And for the most part, they all treat it differently. How does dynamic change that? First of all, we only do evidence-based medicine. And so these are proven things that work. And the medical literature strongly supports our program, a literature that's been developed over the last 18 years. And so we feel that the largest problem of chronicity with backs is this disuse atrophy. And so if we can reverse that, along with a terrific therapy program called McKinsey, which actually deals with discogenic problems. I, for one, thought that because I have a ruptured disc that I needed to have surgery to correct it, when in fact you can correct it, as we do day in and day out, with the proper therapy. Our therapists are able to actually move the disc around and move it off of a nerve, as an example. And it's just amazing to see the patients who come in with not only back pain, but pain running down their legs, and have them in one or two visits find that pain is out of their legs and centralized in their lower back. And then we use the strengthening equipment to take care of that for a more permanent solution.
If you want to learn more, www.dynamicrehab.com. Dynamicrehab.com. Mike, you're seeing 300 to 400 new patients a month. You've got 8,000 active patients at any point, and this is before the partnership kicks off with St. John's. And you've got, when I went through your office, this one person showed me 8 4-inch binders of testimonials. I think that amounts to close to 8,000 such letters. And while I sat waiting for you, there was a 50-year-old caddy from Oakland Hills who was singing your praises about this business, not your golf games at Oakland Hills. There was a 25-year-old kid who fell off a balcony and broke his back. There was another person who had to be 400 pounds, and they all had tried so many other things, and they just raved about your technique. Should everybody with a bad back come to dynamic rehab?
Well, they should at least get evaluated. And we can determine whether our program's going to be successful for them. But from a testimonial standpoint, just to pick up on what you're talking about, that's one of the biggest thrills that I get out of this business, because we really do change people's lives. In fact, one of my favorite testimonials was from Al Kaline, who had given up golf because of his back problems and was thinking about having surgery and injections when a friend told him about Dynamic. And so he came through the program and just wrote us a great testimonial on Tiger Stationery, talking about what he had gone through, like 5 months of traditional physical therapy, and tried everything he could think of when a friend told him about Dynamic. So he came through the program. The folks were great, and became pain-free, started playing golf again, and actually was invited to play in a tournament in Cooperstown with other Hall of Famers, won the tournament, thank you, Dynamic Rehab. So it's great stories like that from not only athletes, but from everybody from many different walks of life. And we are very proud of our 7,000 to 8,000 testimonial letters.
We're talking to Mike Wayne, and I'm Jack Crisula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Anything Is Possible with Jack Crisula on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back. We're with Mike Wayne. And in the last segment, Mike, you talked about the McKinsey program. What is that, please?
Well, the McKinsey program is a program that deals with people who have discogenic problems. And let me just share with you a story that happened just this last week. I went up to Torch Lake to spend 4 or 5 days with my son and his wife, Carrie, and their family. And on the way up there, driving 4 hours, Carrie got excruciating back pain. And she had pain running down the side of her hip, down her leg, and into her foot, and was looking forward to not having a very good week up there. And here I am, hundreds of miles away from any dynamic clinic. And so I went on the internet and found within 20 miles a McKinsey therapist who saw her right away, and it was like a miracle. I shouldn't use that word in medicine, but it was terrific. She just couldn't believe that that pain that was hurting so much was, the therapist was able to draw that right out of her leg. And in two visits, had it centralized in the back, and then on the third visit, even got that taken care of. And so for people with discogenic problems, our therapists are specialists. They're all trained in this procedure. It's like a master's degree in spine treatment. And so it's been terrific for us. And so that's part of our program as medics is, but we have over 100 people that specialize just in the treatment of spine, and we do a unique course that includes a number of things, all oriented toward rehabilitating the back and neck.
www.dynamicrehab.com. You're also, Mike Wayne, very involved with Freedom One Financial, started by your son, and it's the largest 401k provider in Michigan today. Tell us about how did that happen?
Well, I think my son got some of the entrepreneur spirit from me. He worked, actually, at Duracon during the early years, and after a couple of years, he came to me and said, "Dad, I'm not making enough money." And so I said, son, this is a public company, and, you know, you're at a good level here for the 2 years you've been here. And he said, "Yeah, but my roommate at college, my former roommate, actually, at Michigan, he's making more money than I am, and he's selling 401k plans." And so I said, "Well, why don't you go sell 401k plans?" And so he said, "You know, I think I will." And so he did. And after a few months, he came back and he said, "You know, Dad, I have to go out and find the customers. I have to go out and find the administration people to administer these 401k programs. And then I have to go out and find somebody to manage the money." He said, "I might as well do this myself." And so I happened to have an office building at the time with an extra 1,000 square feet. And so that was the start of Freedom One Financial. And what people dealing with 401ks and retirement programs, the companies, you know, they have to deal with all those things. They have to deal with an administrator, somebody to manage the money, somebody to keep the records, employee education. And it's rather difficult for companies to do that. And so Mark's idea was he was going to do it all. He'd be a turnkey provider for 401ks. And that was the premise under which he built the company. And now is considered not only a large provider, we're the largest privately owned provider of 401k programs, but we do a lot of consulting work. Some people, you know, prefer consulting on picking investment vehicles or on administration or on employee communication. And so whatever it is with regard to retirement programs, Freedom One does. And so from an entrepreneurial standpoint, I guess it grows in the family.
You're a dreamer, Mike Wayne. You're a Horatio Alger story. Is the American dream still alive today?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Early in this discussion, I talked about finding out what somebody needs and then finding something to satisfy that need. And it's as strong today as it was when I certainly started Dynamic and then back in the Duracon years or selling for IBM. And so the opportunity to start a new business. People think they have to have a lot of money. Well, let me tell you, I started with about a 20 by 20 office with two desks in it and a used telephone and grew the business from that point. And so it doesn't take a lot of money, but it does take the enthusiasm. And if you find something that people need, and you love it, and you choose that as your career, you'll never have to work again.
What is Mike Wayne's definition of success?
Well, I think that success is feeling comfortable with your surroundings, feeling comfortable that you are giving back, and certainly a family-oriented objective in your mind is something that measures success. Certainly the life that you lead And when you go to bed at night, and you can say, today was a good day, and I did something for someone else, that's success. And so there's a number of things that people measure success on, and those are just a few of the things that I can think about right now.
Mike Wayne, you are a success. 47 years with Kathy, 3 sons and their families. You've helped thousands of people with back problems, etc. You changed the pickup truck business. Last question, what advice would you give to our young listeners tonight?
Well, I would say that think about being an entrepreneur. And whether, I'm sure a lot of those young people have had everything from lemonade stands to grass mowing businesses. And if you think about what was required there, it was in selling lemonade, you had to find somebody who was thirsty. And mowing somebody's grass, you had to find somebody who didn't want to mow it themselves. And so as you age, think in terms of providing something that somebody needs. And whether it's 1970 or 1980 or 2010 or 2020, I don't think that's going to change.
Mike Wayne, you're a dreamer. But because of you, Duraliner, Dynamic Rehabilitation, so whatever the next dream is, go for it. Thanks for all you do. Our guest next Sunday will be Chuck Gatica. And the 3 men in this studio right now are definitely challenged hair-wise. Whereas Gatica has got the perfect hair always. He goes to Jack's Barbershop in Northville, and the guy charges him $14 to cut that hair. Less than it costs the 3 of us to cut our hair. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening. And make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible.